We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. We learned in our Mishnah that our Dashir is to make a cover of Kameah. But Klaf, which is already parchment that's ready to write on it, went through a whole entire process of parchment, and had Meliach, Kameah, Chafatzim, everything, the last level, then it's a different shear. It's a choshev, a piece of ready klav. And it's only choshev if you can write on it size the first parasha of tefillin. Because you don't use it for anything else. It's so choshev, you would never use it for anything else. Says our Mishnah, klav ki lichtav alav parasha katana. Enough to write a small parasha of Shema, which is the smallest parasha of Shema. Shema has four parashas. Shema, v'hoyom Shemaya, and Kadosh v'yik v'yacha. And the smallest parasha is Shema Yisrael v'ha'afta. That's the smallest parasha. And they have decided to write that parasha already. A person is chayef for itself. Beit Amar Kash, Rami Nolasi Kash, Rami Braisa says in the Braisa, klaf voduch sustas. So there's two type of klafs. What they do is they take the skin off, and they slice it in like through the thickness. They slice the thickness in half. They slice the thickness in half, and the top part that was towards the outside animal, the hair of the animal, that's called a klaf. The inside, which was towards the basar, the meat of the animal, is called a chsustas. There's two types of leathers, klaf and the chsustas. So it says in this braisa, klaf v'duchsustas k'day lichtav l'mezuzah. The shear that you carry it out is enough shear to write a mezuzah on it. That's what this braisa says. Now, mezuzah has Shema Yisrael and V'hoyim Shemaya. So that's a bigger shear. So the Kashas Armish says the shear is Parashah Ketanah Shal Shema Yisrael. And here it's Mashma, you have to be able to fit on it two parashas, Shema V'hoyim Shemaya. Because it says, K'li Lichtav Mezuzah. And they go, no, my mezuzah Shabbat Tefillin. The mezuzah is in the Tefillin. What's the mezuzah Shabbat Tefillin? So we want to say that means Shema Yisrael. That's what it means. It means basically the parasha of Tefillin. The word mezuzah means a parasha. That's the thing one wants to say. Right, the Gemara of a karul tefillin mezuzah. We call the parasha and the tefillin mezuzah has hetchu. He says, yeah, and I'll show you. We do. Matai, learned in a brisa. This brisa is talking about the halacha is that if someone touches kisvei kodesh, then his hands become tamei for truma. We had it before, and there was a gzera because they didn't want you to put your food next to the kisvei kodesh because then the mice might come eat the food and they'll come eat your kisvei kodesh. They made out the kana that anything that touches kisvei kodesh becomes tamei. Your hands, the food, anything that touches the kisvei kodesh becomes tamei. It becomes pasul, truma. So it says in the braisa about Tanya, ritzuyas tefillin im tefillin. If the ritzuyas tefillin are attached to the tefillin, then matamis daim. Even the ritzuyas will matame your hands. But if the atzmon ritzuyas sitting by itself, not attached to the tefillin, ain't matamis daim. It's not matamis daim. That's the first Tanakama shita. Rav Shimon Yehuda, Imashim Rav Shimon, Hanegeya Beritzua Tar. You always, if you touch Ritzua, you tar. It does not make your hands tummy. Actually, Yigabekitza. Until you touch the bias, the bottom of the tefillin. Rav Zbakai Mishmaya Amar, Rav Zbakai says, Rav Shimon, Tar Achi Yigabekitza Atzma. You tar until you touch the actual parasha. So what do you see? You see that we call the mezuzah, parasha tefillin mezuzah. So that will answer the kasha that says in the price of klaf v'duch sustas. This shear is to write a mezuzah. So that's the shear to write a mezuzah. Mezuzah means the first parasha of tefillin, so it's not a steer to our mishnah. For anything gemara, but if I'm telling you sefer that price says like this, klaf gelichto love parasha k'tanah of tefillin. Klaf, the shear is to write parasha k'tanah of tefillin, shishma yisrael. So what do you see? Mechlal the ratio of mezuzah asma skinon. If the brisa knows that I say the word tefillin, shma yisrael, we know the first thing means real mezuzah. So it's back shveritz. What's going on over here? Armish says parasha ketanah shel tefillin. Here, this brisa says klei lichtav mezuzah, and really it's steering the brisa itself. The brisa starts off saying klaf v'duch sustos is mezuzah, and the second half of the brisa says the shear of klaf is to write tefillin, and Tosfos speaks this out. They really steer the nail away in the brisa. Zok to Gemara halchik ketani. Gemara says some girls Ella. The Gemara is taka change halchik ketani. You have to read the brisa. Klaf v'duch sustos. Different tarets is there in our Mishnah. Different tarets. There are two types of klaf. Klaf v'duch sustos. And we'll see later on that Halacha Moshe Sinai, klaf is for tefillin, and the sustos is used for mezuzah. Remember, it's two parts of the parchment. When you slice it through the thickness, there's two parts of the parchment. The klaf and the sustos. The klaf is made for tefillin, and the sustos is for the mezuzah. Shiur mekam. What's the shiur? So the Braisa continues to say like this, because that's what you use it for. Klaf, you lift of love, parashuk, tamshab, tefillin, shishma Yisrael. Klaf, it's enough that you could write tefillin, that's enough to be chayiv for itzah. So it comes out from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, my klaf, which is made for tefillin. Therefore, the shir is enough that you can write the parashah, shema Yisrael, and tefillin. Mashayinkin, the chsostos, which is slated for mezuzah, has to be enough shir to write the mezuzah, shema v'ayim shemaya. And obviously, we're talking about here the tefillin shel roish, which has four different parchments of four different parashas. Because if you had to write everything on one parchment, all four parashas, so it had to be the size of four parashas. But by tefillin shel roish, you could write each parasha, you do write each parasha in separate parchment. Therefore, a klaf, if the shir to write Shema Yisrael, is enough of a shir chashivas. Znok the Gemara. The rest of the daf all handle about different halachas of parchment. Amarav, duchsostos harega klaf. The part of parchment called duchsostos is the same thing like klaf. So what do we think that means? That was Rav's words. So what Mara says, what does that mean? Must mean like this, because it says the chsostos is like klaf. So what does it mean? My klaf kais not tefillin. Just like klaf, you can write tefillin. The chsostos also you can write tefillin. After the chsostos kais not tefillin. That's what it means. So I'm going to have a kashat. Now we learned in our Mishnah, klaf kedei lichtoy parashuk tamshav tefillin. This is our Mishnah. The sheer klaf is to write the parashuk, the small parashuk tefillin shishma Yisrael. So more the diak klaf in by klaf. That's the shir, because that's why you can write tefillin on klaf. But the chsostos, where there you can't write tefillin, so it has a different shir. Loi has a different shir. There is a bigger shir. And be'etzem, so the Rashi learns the kash of our Mishnah. But Taisa says, you guess the kash of it is much better from the Braisa. It's mamash boiled from the Braisa that it's a different shir. The chsostos is a different shir. So obviously, the chsostos is not used to tefillin, because used to tefillin, you'll be chayiv for itzah if you could write Shema on that. And the Braisa says it's a different shir. You have to write mezuzah on it. So it's a kasha on Rav. So the Gemara le mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on mufcha to write tefillin on klaf and not on the chsostos. Therefore, since that's a derech, so therefore, when it comes to itzah, since a derech is to write tefillin on klaf and mezuzah on the chsostos, therefore, you're not going to be chayiv on the chsostos until it's a shir to write mezuzah. But not that b'di'eved doesn't work. According to Rav is teaching us that b'di'eved, the chsostos is like klaf, and it'll be kosher tefillin on it. That's the way we got out of the kasha. Let's have another b'raisa. Tanshama, there's another b'raisa. In the b'raisa it says, halokha l'moyshe m'sinai. And we pass like this in Shulchan Aruch. Halokha l'moyshe m'sinai, tefillin ala klaf, u'mezuzah al chsostos. Halacha Ma'aseh B'Shinah, we're passing that tefillin you write on klaf and mezuzah you write on the chsostos. And klaf, we write on the klaf. Now klaf, we said, we cut the thickness in half. So which part of klaf do you write on? The klaf that was the hairy part of it, or the part that was towards the chsostos? So the Bryce explains, klaf you write on it with mokum basar, the side that was facing the basar, and the chsostos, you write Mokum Seir, the part that was facing the hair. Of course, there's no hair in it because it's cut in half, and that part never had hair in it. But it's the part of the chsostos facing the outside. But what do you see from this price? It's a lochom moishim esinai, tefillin on klaf, mezuzah on the chsostos. How could Rav say it's kosher? The chsostos already got klaf. How could say it's kosher? And the Gemara, lochom moishim esinai, is only a mitzvah. Right? The Gemara about Tayyant and Rice Ashina apostle, that we change its apostle. Gemara on mezuzah, it means mezuzah. The mezuzah has to be dafka the chsostos. But tefillin could be either or. For the Gemara about Tanya, Mishina Vizav is that possible? It's Mashma, either one you switch is possible. And for the Gemara, Idi Yam Mezuzah. Either one is talking about Mezuzah. That the both possible, what's Bizav is that? Both Mezuzah. Vaha, the Kasimnu a Klaf Makam Seir. We're saying Klaf is possible Mezuzah. But maybe if you wrote a Makam Seir, so it's more similar to the Chsustos, because you're writing on the outside side, maybe it's Kasha. We're saying that's Kasha, Bain Bizav. Inami ad Chsustos, even. Of Mokim Basar. Even if you're writing the Chsostos, you're writing the wrong side, also it's possible. That's what means Bezev is possible. Klaf, in any case, is possible, and even the Chsostos, the wrong side, is possible by Mezuzah. So the first thing to is that the only time it's possible only by Mezuzah. Because Rav says that Tefillin is kosher on both. Everybody say, Shina Bezev is Tanayi. It's really Mechlek is Tanayim. Then Tayyant and Abraisa, Shina Bezev is that. If someone switched by Tefillin and Mezuzah, wrote on the wrong one, possible. Rabbi Acha is kosher, and he said this over Mishum Rabbi Achi Bachanina of Amri Lo Mishum Rabbi Yaakov Bachanina. That was the second tarot. A third tarot on Rav. Remember, the kash on Rav is we're learning now, and Rav says the chsustos areyuk klaf means that's kosher v'tilin also. And the kash is the brisa says lochamish mesinai klaf is v'tilin and the chsustos mezuzah, and it's mashma be changed as possible. A papama Rav doma katana de Menashe. Rav holds katana de Menashe. Tana de Menashe kosva. If you write something, we're not sure what it is yet. Kosva al niyar. You write this kisve kodesh on niyar, which is regular paper. Vala matlis, which is a piece of material, psula, is definitely possible for this kisvei kodesh. But if you write ala klaf, ula gvil. So klaf, we know what klaf is. Gvil is, if you didn't slice the thickness in half, that's what gvil is. Vala duchsustus, the loch is, it's kshera, it's kosher. So our papa says, what's pshat in this ton of emnasha? What's the pshat in this braisa? Kosvamai, what does it mean kosvamai? Which kisvei kodesh do you write? Ilay mezuzah, if it means you wrote mezuzah, mezuzah klaf, because if you didn't, you can't write mezuzah on klaf. Can be kosher. Here it says, if you wrote on klaf, gvil and duchsustus is kosher. Elav, tefillin, went tefillin. So you see, a raya to Rav, that you can write tefillin on klaf and duchsustus. Vek the Gemara v'tameich, tefillin on gvil v'kasvinon. Is it kosher to write tefillin on gvil? That's for sure not. That for sure you can't write tefillin on gvil. There's no chance you could write tefillin on gvil, because it didn't even mention gvil before. At least it has to be sliced in half. There's no tzad to write tefillin on gvil. So it must be Ella, that price of Tom Menashe, can't even say Torah, it's not Sefer Torah, which has different dinim. There you can write Sefer Torah, can be written even on Gvil. So therefore, it's not a Teretz to Rav. You have to use one of the other Trutzim to answer the Teretz of Rav. Talk to more Lame Siela. Let's try and make a riot to Rav from a Brysa. It says in the Brysa, this Brysa is talking about different things that you can use for the next things. It's talking about, let's say you have Tefillin Shayad, can I cut up, make Tefillin Shayad? The loch is yes. What's the reason? Because you're Maila Mekadosh. But Lacha is, you can't even read the Mekadosh. Something had a big Kedusha, you can't bring it down for Kedusha. So it says, Kiyotzeva, Tefillin Shabalu. Let's say Tefillin got ruined, you know, got parts of the Tefillin got rubbed out, or Sefer Shabalu, part of Sefer got rubbed out. You have a great idea. You take a Sefer Torah, and you'll cut out the parish of Mezuzah, make it into Mezuzah. Or Tefillin, let's say some of the parishes got ruined of the Shalyad, some of it got ruined, but you have the Shema Vayim Shema intact, I'll cut it apart, and have tefillin, and have mezuzah. What a great idea. Kiyotze by tefillin shabbalah, the Torah shabbalah. Ain't oisim by mezuzah. You can't make a mezuzah out of it. Why not? V'she'im aridim v'kedusha chamur v'kedusha kala. You can't go down v'kedusha chamur v'kedusha kala. So what does it say in this price? I could take tefillin and make it into mezuzah. If not for a problem of aim aridim v'kedush. So Mar says, taima the aim aridim, hom aridim, oisim. So the ksiva mai, what was written on? So it has to be written on the chsustas, because we said mezuzah is ma'akiv. Lav the ksiva d'chsostas. It must have written on d'chsostas, and now I want to use it for mezuzah. So what does it mean? Tefillin is kosher on d'chsostas. It's a riot to Rav. Mamash riot to Rav. The Gemara loy the ksiva klaf. The tefillin written on klaf. Right? The Gemara mezuzah klaf mikasvina. Then what's the have mean to be kosher mezuzah? You don't write mezuzah on klaf. Gemara says in. I'm going to show you. There's a brayse that taxes mefurish that mezuzah if you want on the amik written on klaf. In. By tying written on brayse. This one mezuzah kosva la klaf ul al niyar. On paper, while a matlis, psula it's possible. But Tanakam holds it has to be dafka duchsustus. Om Rav Shimon Lozor, Rameya, you koisval a klaf. Rameya says, let's write mezuzah on klaf. Why? Because the mezuzah lasts longer on klaf. It's stronger than duchsustus, so it lasts longer, so you let's do it. So it comes down, mezuzah, you take a letter right on klaf. Now only duchsustus on klaf also. So Rav says, "Ashdas lahachi." Now we're saying this is very geshmak. Rav never said that tefillin is kosher on duchsustus. All he said was that duchsustus harei klaf. We assumed that meant that it's just a klaf's kosher tefillin, duchsustus kosher tefillin. But now we could change it around. Hashdas lahachi l'Rav nami loy tema duchsustus harei klaf and it's kosher tefillin. El the opposite, ema klaf harei duchsustus. Klaf is like duchsustus. Ma duchsustus kosher mezuzah. Look, duchsustus, you write a mezuzah on it. Afklav, koislam mezuzah. What he means to say, not that tefillin is kosher on both, but the opposite, mezuzah is kosher on both. Mezuzah is kosher on both. Sai klav and dayi duchsustus. And in halacha lemaisa, in Shulchan Aruch, in Lam Beis Hilchos Tefillin, we paskin, I read it to you, halacha lemaisa, mesina tefillin ala klav, veloya duchsustus, veloya ala gvil, koislam ala klav, b'mokin basar, v'mesina pasal. And says, Mao klaf, Mao duchsustus. And then he goes back and forth with that. And actually, ends off, he says that these days, klaf mishalonu, we don't split it at all, yeshlam din klaf. That says our klaf these days, in those days at least, they didn't split it in half. I don't know what they do these days, but in those days they didn't split the klaf. That's what would come out from our Gemara, that regarding mezuzataka, the gabit tefillin, the halacha taka would be is that if you changed that, you are, that it is possible.